You're listening to KNKX, and there are lots of things to keep in mind when you're eating out. Where to put your napkin, when the meal's over, the best place to sit in a sushi joint, whether you should trust your bartender, and what to do if you don't. KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson shares those tips and more with 88.5's Dick Stein on Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, a couple of weeks ago, we did one on do's and don'ts, tips and tricks at home in the kitchen. And so I thought maybe this time around we could do one on do's and don'ts and maybe some tips and tricks at restaurants. Now, DeGroote and I rarely go to a fancy kind of a place. Most of the joints we frequent are paper napkin places. But you go to some better ones, and I'm wondering what you might have to contribute to this discussion.
Right off the bat, Stein, I have to say that if I go to a place, and I also do, with paper napkins, do you ever see people like they blow their nose in their napkins, paper or cloth? Oh. Don't do that, please. You know, if I'm at a spicy, eating some spicy pho or something, and I have to blow my nose in my paper napkin, I put it in my pocket. I don't need someone else to be touching that. Also, same thing with people. Do you ever watch people throw cloth napkins on top of their saucy, dirty dinner plates? You wouldn't do it at home, would you?
Well, no, of course. We don't use cloth napkins at home either. On the occasions when we're in a joint that actually has cloth napkins, I just leave it on the table.
And always sit at the sushi bar.
Why?
Because you get such better service there. And if you're going to eat sushi, you don't need a middleman or woman. It's best to be sitting right in front of the person who's serving it to you.
Okay, what else you got?
Keep sea salt in your handbag.
Why?
Because these days, have you noticed this? There's no salt and pepper shakers on the table.
I have.
All the chefs think they know how to season your meal. I always like a little salt. And there's these wonderful little tins of Malden sea salt or Jacobson's flaky salt that are available in some specialty stores. De Laurenti has them at the counter usually. So keep one of those in your purse or your backpack.
Yeah, if you've got enough room, why not just get one of those big canisters of Morton's? Pull it out with a flourish and really, really flaunt
right.
It. Wave it around. Until the chef sees it.
Or worse, like just walk around divvying it out at the other tables. Here, you need a little salt. Here you go. I got yeah. For you, I have.
Right, and just pour it out in a big, thick stream onto your plate. But having said that, I can see where the chefs are coming from on that. One time I served dinner to this person, and it was not the kind of dinner that you would put ketchup on. And he asked for ketchup, which I got for him, and he just drowned it. I said nothing, but I never cooked for that person again. What else you got, Nance?
Trust your bartender.
To do what?
To make you something interesting. There's so many great bartenders around these days. And I think, you know, I tell people usually, like, say, I drink a Negroni. This is what I like to drink. So they understand the flavor profile I want. Or I want something light and bright. It's amazing what you can get. On the other hand, if you think you can't trust the bartender, order a martini.
Well, I'm just not out in bars very much, but when I am, usually that is what I'll have, a martini, a real one, you know, with gin, or just a straight shot. But don't you think all this cocktail culture stuff is getting just a little bit twee? All these cutesy drinks. If I ever drank one, I think I'd probably spontaneously grow a novelty beard and tribal tattoos would appear on my arms.
Well, that's why I drink home more often than not. But I really do appreciate a good bartender and a great drink when I'm out.
It's just me, I guess.
I don't know about that, Stein. I'm sure there's lots of people who would agree with you. Another thing, ask for a better table. If you get seated in a lousy part of the room, if there are other tables, ask for one.
In the words of my mom, if you don't ask, you don't get. Let us conclude this episode poetically. A gentleman dining at Crewe
found quite a large mouse in his stew.
Said the waiter, don't shout.
Or wave it about.
Well, the rest will be wanting one, too. I'm Dick Stein.
And I'm Nancy Leeson.